It is the playlist, and you just heard Cheaters Caroline by the Fops off of their album Four Centuries. You can find them on their record label, monotremrecords.com, and we'll have a link to their Facebook as well. Now, what this album talks about and its many themes are artifact obsession, villains contemplating their lives as they fall from the sky, the killing of defenseless creatures, and the yearning for ancestral homes. So, For Centuries really sounds like a very interesting, intricate album that you should check out. Coming up later on in the program, we're going to be speaking with Boy Plus Kite. But first, here's Yukon Blonde's first single, Fire. You can find them, yukonblonde.com.
Let's set in fire to the turnstile. Princess from Boy Plus K. You'll be listening to Ciphering Static, the single. I'll be talking to Turtleneck.
Right, you heard it. Deciphering Static, that is the latest single from Boy Plus Kite. You can find them boypluskite.com. And with me is Beth. How's it going?
Good. It's going well.
Awesome. I really love that single. I know before that there was Thinking Stereo, but what made you want to put this one in the spotlight?
Deciphering Static kept coming up on playlists, and which I was excited about because I really like this song. And so we figured people are liking it. It's a little different. Let's do this one next. So that's kind of how we decided on the second single for the album.
And your album, Go Fly, is available everywhere. And if you want to get a copy of it, you can go to boypluskite.com. And now that it's faring out in the wild, how's it doing?
Right now in Austin, we've made the top 10 most played albums on KUQ, which is a really cool station here. You know, we're self-released, so that's always a hard thing to happen, is to get your self-released album played on a local radio station. So that's cool. And people seem to be really starting to kind of catch on and enjoy it. I mean, it's a slow build. Every day there's somebody else checking it out or enjoying it. And I like the comparisons that we've been getting to different bands. So
I'm kind of getting some inclinations of The Cure when I heard your album. Would that be a fair assessment?
I think so. We've gotten a lot of that. There's two of us that co-write together initially, and then we bring on in the bass and drums. And I kind of come from the Cure Pixie side.
Great side, by the way. Great side.
Thank you. And then he is a more experimental. He likes the more experimental, slower jams. So putting us both together, I think we have tendencies. I have tendencies to kind of go with some Cure riffs and stuff like that, whereas he's a little different. And comes up with something, I think, pretty original.
Now, the other half that we're talking about is Darvin, right?
Darvin Jones, yes.
Right, Darvin Jones. And I know he's kind of a major recording guy. I know when you guys went in to record this album, he kind of geeked out on the actual recording process. Did you geek out as well? Did you have your input on the recording process, or was that mainly him? Because I know he's kind of a perfectionist when it comes to recording.
He spends more time in the studio geeking out than I do, but I feel like I spend more time really thinking about how the vocals are mixing and stuff like that, whereas he's just really into the tone of the instruments and making sure that there's the right level of things. So he's more of a geek about the studio.
You guys met in a very strange way, right? You guys, you're walking around in a bathrobe, which, by the way, I've seen your picture, and that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
If you could totally send me a copy of that, I'd be totally fine, by the way.
There's this place in Austin called The Crossings. And there's a few little places, but you pay $20, go out there, and enjoy the facilities without having to pay the $100 to get a facial or whatever it is. Million things, rock, stone massage. So we were just hanging out. I went with a friend of mine, and he was with a friend of his. We were all just walking around in robes, and we both got in the hot tub and were just talking, and I had just broken up with my previous band, and he had stopped playing music. He was starting to get into painting, and we talked about our influences, and kind of were just like, yeah, we should get together and jam. And literally, I gave him my number, and he called me the next day, so... And then we started deciding that we write together. That's how that happened. And it was just this guy in a hot tub. So
do you pick up guys usually in hot tubs?
Yeah, I pick up men in hot tubs all the time. We had a mutual friend. Let's say that first.
Okay.
I went there to pick up guys. We had a mutual friend that knew each other, and so we were kind of the two friends that didn't know each other. So we ended up being forced to talk to each other, but we really had a lot in common. That was kind of cool.
That's cool. My guest is Beth from Boy Plus Kite, and we're going to have more with her. But first, we're going to hear Neighbors, and we'll have more right here on the playlist.
Surely has control.
blast, and make sure to check out more of the music on boyfirstkite.com.
You just heard Neighbors following along with Think in Stereo. And you may have remembered Think in Stereo. We actually put that song on a playlist, and that's kind of how we kind of got to you. And that was with Screwing Light Bulbs. And when you heard this, did you automatically go screwing any light bulbs or anything like that? Were you thinking this is a perfect song for that?
I actually found out about that from my bass player, who found that that we were on that little playlist. And I immediately started looking at everybody else that you should screw the light bulbs in and listen to their stuff, because I was like, who do we compare to with the screwing light bulbs in?
You know, you do have to go out and travel, and you have to play these songs live, you know, and it's like, how do you manage to keep these songs still fresh?
The freshness taken out of them after you've played a lot. I still really love them. I don't necessarily listen to the CD for a while, and then I'll put the whole CD in after I haven't listened to it in a long time, and I'll really listen to the whole thing, and I usually have a new outlook on it every time I hear it. So, I mean, the album's only been out 3 months, maybe, and so I've maybe listened to the whole album 3 times, fully through, where I'm actually with headphones or listening to it in my car, where I can really hear it, and I think that is what keeps it fresh.
If you want to be featured on the playlist, just like we featured Boy Plus Kite, I'll tell you what, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well email us. You can log on to entertheshell.com, and you can read some of our blogs from Morgan, Matt, and Andy, and listen to the cornucopia of podcasts that we have. Lastly, Beth, what connections were made and lost?
You know, when you're in a band, it's almost like being in a marriage with 3 or 4 other people, especially if you're in a band for 3 or 4 years. And so there's a lot of, I feel like, a breakup, and then there's also the new beginnings, because we had started something fresh. And I don't know, I feel like that's just kind of what happens in everybody's life. People focus around all that stuff, and it's just what most of the songs end up being about.
Last song that we're going to leave with is Satellite, and that is my favorite song off of the album. And could you tell me a little bit about that?
Darvin initially wrote that song on the back of his porch, looking at the sky. And I think he said he saw a satellite. So I think that's where it came from.
Lastly, go out, get this album, and goplusskite.com is where you can find Go Fly. And Beth, thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you so much, Turtle.